Welcome to the 17th SNI and SNI Digital Baghdad Neurosurgery online meeting, held on September 4th, 2022. The meeting originator and coordinator is Samer Haas, University of Baghdad and Cincinnati. The speaker will discuss Orbital Surgery Center in Medical City, Baghdad. The speaker is Dr. Haider A. Al-Hemiari, Department of Neurosurgery, Ghazi Hariri Hospital, Baghdad, Iraq. The introduction is by Professor A. Hadi Al-Khalili, the former chair of the Department of Neurosurgery at Baghdad University.
May I call on Dr. Haider Abdelamir Al-Hemiari, who is graduated from Baghdad Medical School in 1993, and then he got his board in neurosurgery in 2001. And he worked at Mustashfa Shahid Adnan as an attending consultant neurosurgeon, and also added to his task, he is carrying the task of orbital surgery, and he is leading the orbital surgery center in Iraq, in fact, the only center in the country. Please, Dr. Haider.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night for everyone. Yeah. Thank you for your sharing us this presentation. My talk today, it is about the Orbital Center in Medical City in Baghdad. This is the only Orbital Center which is available in our country, and it's receiving patients from all the governments. Now we will start to show you some historical review, founded by the Prof. Abdul Hadi Al-Khalili in the late of 20th century, as the first specialized center in Iraq. It was started by the efforts of Al-Khalili, supported by the assistance of the specialist in other related specialty. This center at the beginning composed of outpatient clinic, orbital ward, about 8 beds, 4 for male and 4 for females, in addition to surgical theater. Later on, artificial islet added and be related to the center. Unfortunately, our Prof. Khalili couldn't complete his message due to the Iraq invasion of the 2003 with its consequences. In spite of limitation in the resources at that time due to the blockade on the Iraq, but Prof. Khalili with his team able to help a lot of the patients. At about 2005, he forced to receive his mission with help of other worker in the team due to the obligatory travel of Prof. Khalili. Since that time, we are fighting to keep the center active under the recommendation of our teacher Khalili. Today, our orbital ward named by the name of the man who founded Abdul Hadi Al-Khalili, and this is for the not Arabic people. This is his name on the world in Arabic. Center activity. The center received patients from all governorates of Iraq. The patients may have either surgical or medical problems, of course, related to the orbit. They seen in the outpatient, sent for investigation, diagnosed, and then treatment. Most of surgical problems represented by tumors, foreign body, vascular disease, inflammatory disease, infection, and cosmetic corruption. Most of the cases treated nowadays by transorbital approach with minimal need for a transcranial one. Medical problems include pseudotumor, thyroid ophthalmopathy, and others. The center trains board students from neurosurgical, maxillofacial, ophthalmology, and the plastic specialty and ENT. At present day, We see about 25 patients every week in outpatient clinic, a part of medical emergencies and consultation from other related specialty. About 3 to 8 operations of the orbital intervention done every week, collectively about 75 to 80 patients per year. About 15 artificial eye done every 2 months. In our center, we have treat patients with orbital involvement by nuchal mycosis due to many causes, especially after COVID-19, saving about 90% from either inclusion or excentration. This is a picture for one patient with orbital cellulitis. There was there's a threatening for vision and we have saved his vision. This is for a military person. First picture on the upper left, his photo before his injury. Later on, he was injured by a foreign body behind the eye globe in the right upper photo. We did surgery for him. He came to me asking for inoculation because it is ugly and painful for him. We refused to do inoculation and we did surgery for him, removing the foreign body. And this is the final result in the two pictures below. This is for another patient. It was female, complaining for mass compressing on the optic nerve and behind the globe. We did a type of surgery called by me, of course, modified lateral orbitotomy. We did this surgery without opening the bone and remove the cavernous hemangioma lesion on the right side. This is for another patient complaining from mask compressing the optic and pushing the eye globe forward. It was a huge mass, lacrimal gland, also excised totally. Artificial eye lab, our work in the lab greatly improved due to the experience that is gained with the time by our team from a lot of cases requesting our lab help. Of course, you know, our country has exposed to a lot of wars and shells injury. And this is leading to, unfortunately, loss of vision and eye globe. Our team composed of 6 technicians. Last month, we started training in the field of replacement missed parts in the face. Although primitive, but promising. Of course, this is all by self-teaching. No training course at all. They are keep watching on the YouTube and take experience from other private labs and they develop themselves for the better. This patient we did for her artificial implant. This is the same patient. Now I will show you our lab how it is working.
Thank
This is another video showing final result after complete.
There you go.
Yeah.
I published many literature about the orbital diseases and complaint. Four of them, orbital hydatid disease, a case study of young patient with primary orbital lesion, orbital hydatid cyst, assessment of age, gender, site distribution, and the clinical presentation. Comparative study between corticosteroid and methotrexate treatment for patient with orbital pseudotumor. Assessment of the factors reducing operative and post-operative lateral orbitotomy complications. Future vision, we're looking forward to make connections with the outside country to improve our experience and observing the advancement in this field as introducing orbitoscope in our work and improving the finishing of replacement. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Haider, for this presentation. And I was and am now proud that you take the leadership of the center and keeping it so well and advancing it in a really a very good way.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Any question, any comment, please?
Hadi, I have a question. Do you know of many centers in the world that are doing this?
No.
Many centers, sorry, what?
That are doing this kind of work?
Not a center. In fact, our center probably is a unique, even all over the world, because many oculoplastic surgeons, they do wonderful orbital approach, orbital surgery, but not in a specific center. They do it either they are interested as an ENT surgeon interested or maxillofacial interested in this, and oculoplastic in general, plastic surgeon is interested in that, but not a center there where many specialties come together, maxillofacial, ophthalmologist, ENT, physician and when needed, all come together to do the work. So this is a unique center, I think. Hadir was saying that residents from different specialties, they come and train there.
Yes, of course.
And this is something great.
Do you think it would be worthwhile to have Dr. Hader present this in surgical neurology as a report or paper or something so that we can encourage other people to do the same thing?
Indeed, absolutely. Yeah, of course. You need the support of others and get some more experience from other centers.
Dr. Hader, would you please take that as our suggestion? We welcome you to tell others in the world of what you're doing.
Yes, we are pleased to do this and to share our experience to the others, because you have accumulative experience from the doing surgery for those patients. In our other country, maybe they are go to one field of the operations, but we collect the patients from all fields and we did surgery for them. So we have accumulative experience in this field.
That's excellent, really excellent.
Thank you.
Dr. Haider, if I may ask again, how many hydatid cysts you've seen all over these years?
In these years, it's about 13 to 15 only.
Yeah.
from 2005-06 to till now?
Because in my collection, I think more than 20, 25, perhaps, hydrated cysts of the orbit at that time. So it's getting less in Iraq, I think.
Yes, but the interesting, I have a case, this case report. The age of the patient was 5 years.
Yeah. Oh.
That, and embarrassing, it is mostly in children, the hydrated cysts. I didn't see hydrosis in middle-aged or old patient.
Well, at that time, I have many of them in an older age, yeah.
Yes.
Even one lady, I think, in her 60s. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually think that when I practiced in Argentina, where I trained, and then later in the Mexico, where I was chair of the department, we've seen hydatid cysts cerebellar. We've seen in the orbit. So although for the Western audience may seem like a strange or a rare problem from far away people, no, it's a the real problem. And also, as there is a constant flux of people, which is welcome, then we will start seeing more. Hydatid cyst even here in the United States, but independently, even if they don't see hydatid cyst in Norway, knowing what's happening to the hydatid cyst, how to approach the hydatid cyst, how is that the outcome, may actually inspire other people, because you do a fantastic technique of, for what I understand, of the replacement of the orbit. Well, maybe that what you teach about how to replace and where the orbit and you work in your lab will be helpful for many other patients who lost the eye for other reasons, no? Yes. So it's not that the research will only affect hydatid cyst in a limited population in one single region of one country. Yeah. The volume of information that you have will have a tremendous impact. So please,
we have share. To share with others.
So the hydatid, although the echinococcus in the Western area, mostly cysticercosis rather than hydatid echinococcus granulosus.
No. Go to Mexico.
Yeah.
Echinococcus.
Yeah.
Hadi, I wonder if there are any residents or students or other people who'd like to ask questions.
Yes, please. Any question? Dr. Haider is ready to answer. Well, hydatid disease is called cancer of Iraq at one time.
Yes.
Oh. Because so many people had hydatid cysts, and if it ruptures, it goes into hundreds of daughter cysts. They go to different organs. The only organ, only part of the body which do not be infested by hydatid is the tooth. It can affect any other part of the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why surgery is tricky. It's not just going to at a cyst and let it leak. No, surgery is tricky. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, our teacher, Mr. Prof. Al-Khalil, he tried to prove that the hydatid in the orbit is sterile. And I follow him to prove this, but till now, we couldn't prove it. Although when we remove the hydatid no recurrence till now, no strong evidence for it is as a sterile cyst.
Yeah, but I did a few tests on hydatid fluid hyder in the lab, and there was no scoliosis in those at all.
Yes.
Yeah, in the orbital hydatid.
But till now we didn't publish such research about sterility of that.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
that's why my operation, which I did for improvised for hydatid cysts, which I presented in Atlanta, Georgia in 2008, it was surgical approach, how to approach hydatid cysts. You know that very well.
Yes.
That is based on the idea that hydatid cysts of the orbit is not sterile, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to take much time because Dr. Hassan also is waiting. First, I want to congratulate Dr. Haider for holding this legacy about orbital surgery alive. I know it's not an easy job, And I understand the situation, that the hectic situation, how can be difficult. I have two questions, actually. The first is that who you are as a center? Mm-hmm. Are you like, how many neurosurgeons now in your center? Because during my training, I didn't have the opportunity to attend any surgery or attend the training. It's not obligatory during the board program. So who you are? How many neurosurgeons can do orbital surgery now independently? And is there a resident will be part of this center in the future? And the next question, what's the vision, your vision to the next 5 years? And thank you. Thank you for your nice presentation.
Thank you, Dr. Samer. Thank you for your nice talk. And in our center, we have neurosurgeon. We are neurosurgeon about 12, but the real working with the Orbit, Dr. Ali Shalchi is with us today, and Dr. Saad Farhan, Dr. Basim Said, Dr. Haider Kalam. All of us, we are five only working on the Orbit. And the residents, we are training them, but you know, once they get out, they may maybe miss them a lot of information. So really, no one going in this field outside our center and working outside our center. This is about the first question. And for the next 5 years, I told you our future vision, we are planning to do a lot of orbitoscope. It is our dream to introducing in our world. And about this replacement, we are planning to do much more and to be more sophisticated. Thank you.
Yeah, thank but you. I would suggest, Dr. Haider, in the coming 5 years, you try to establish subspecialty of board in orbital surgery.
I'm digging on this now.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Any other question, young guys, young friends?
Altiswadi there, Fatima.
Yes, please, Fatima.
Good evening. I'm Fatima Al-Kishawi, fourth-year medical student, University of Baghdad. It was really interesting case, Dr. Haida, and my best part was how to replace Ms. Bar just by self-learning. It was really inspirational to me. Thank you so much, Dr. Haida.
Thank you. Yes. You know, today's there is nothing secret in the Google and in the YouTube. Everything is clear and open for everyone. Just you have to have your want to do such a thing you are going to do. I encourage my technician to see the such videos, and sometimes we get help from other, especially maxillofacial. They are doing such a replacement, but not for the Orbit. And we make connection with them, and we get this result that you saw before time. Thank you.
Hiya, Faris.
Yes, doctor. I want to actually thank you and encourage you, because in Baghdad and Iraq, we don't actually have that many that this plastic or what you do, what do you call it? I want to ask you two questions. First, is your company or your job by your own payment, or does the government help you and financially you? And the second question, do you need volunteers from other medical schools? I'm from Iraqi University, succeeded to the third stage.
Okay, thank you. First of all, we don't have any financial support from outside. We are working in our salary, and sometimes somebody offered to do our job in a private, in addition to the public. We refuse, because we said always this patient have great disasters to lose their eyes, and we don't want to burden more on them in paying money. So we refuse to do this replacement by any payment. And about volunteers, we welcome anyone from third to fourth to fifth, sixth, anytime. Welcome.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.
Hadi, should we open the whole just for discussion for any speaker, or what would you like to do? Well, do you want to open Hadi to general questions before the end? I'd like to ask Dr. Ali Selassie. We've heard some just outstanding presentations today of work all over Iraq. You have a difficult job trying to organize and put this all together and see if you can advance the healthcare in the country. What's your thoughts about how can we take advantage of all this talent and move forward?
Yes, I think now, as I said before, now we have facilities which we didn't have 10 years ago. So I think it's time to take further steps forward. Dr. Haider gave a very important point before. We have to have a specialty board in orbit. And it's time, as I said, it's time for subspecialties. And this is the time, and the time does not repeat itself always. I think we have started a very nice curriculum in our medical college, and this was the first step, the integrated system. And I think the second one is the team working now in the hospitals. Now there is no one man show. This has ended completely. And I think it's time also with the subspecialty and also for the postgraduate study to open subspecialty board. So I think this is the time for us to work and to advance, because if we don't take this chance, it may not repeat itself again. Thank you.
We've heard some outstanding presentations from all over Iraq with very talented people. How can we, is there some way, and you do a lot of work, which keeps you very busy day and night with 2,000 operations and a trauma center. How can we take advantage of all this talent in Iraq to move forward?
We need more hospitals in Iraq. We have a lot of patients, little hospitals. The same hospitals, 20th century. There's no more hospital, the same. Neurosurgical hospital in Baghdad and Kazmir and Sheikh Adnan. No more new hospitals. We need more hospitals to more students to be practiced. And the same like the 20th century. No more hospitals, no more beds. The same like before the war. We need more hospitals, more centers to do our best.
Thank you for this nice, wonderful Zoom meeting. Thank you to show our teachers, learning professors from Iraq, from inside and outside. And thank you for this nice lecture for hysterical, how development of neurosurgery. I was did my job in Amara City. And maybe I came late to this Zoom meeting, but may I tell you about the first neurosurgeon there, Victor Horsley, was in Amara, and we should be a good neurosurgeon worldwide because we have a nice history. And as Dr. Anwar said, we need to build more hospitals, neurosurgery specialty, or tertiary centers, and more facilities. And we have many very good neurosurgeons for doing more and more. And thank you again.
Thank you, Dr. Haider. Thanks for reminding us with Victor Horsley in Amara. Have you seen his tomb, the cemetery?
Yes, I saw his cemetery in Amara, and yeah. I wrote on his history in neurosurgery, published in a high score magazine, historical magazine from England. I share my paper with them and the pictures, new and old pictures, and of course of his history in neurosurgery, who is the first pioneer of neurosurgery. As you know, and you learn us. Thank you.
Excellent. Good.
Yeah. Anap Osama is raising the hand also.
Osama, please.
Good evening.
Anap, yeah.
Hello, everyone. I'm Anap Osama, medical student in third stage at University of Baghdad, Iraq. Actually, I don't have a question. I want to say, to make us involved here is great. the great neurosurgeons at all. Thanks for Dr. Samer Hers and Dr. Hadi Khalili with the SNI team to be here. And actually, me as a medical student at University of Baghdad and interested in neurosurgery, I want to say thanks a lot to Dr. Ali Shachi and Dr. Haider and Hamidi to make me to give me support, because I spend my summer holiday now in Ghazi Habibi Teaching Hospital, and I see a perfect case, and I learn more and more about the neurosurgical field. So thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Shall we try to get Hassan on the phone?
I think we can conclude now. Maybe it's too late. There's a connection issue. Yeah.
I think Dr. Ali is
already midnight.
Yeah, Dr. Ali, does Dr. Ali have a question, Hadi?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's not a question, just a comment. You know, when we have started our integrated system, one of the important things that the students are now volunteer to do their work or to interfere with our work. You see, one of them is Anna, who's always coming to our theater and watch the surgeries. In the summer holiday, I have signed about 150 requests from the students to go to the hospital to know how to use injection and how to use suturing wounds in the casualty units. These things are now very popular with the students. So students now are volunteers and are asking to interfere with work without asking them or obliging them to be part of it. You must come this space. If you don't come here, then you will be punished. No, that's the other thing around. Now the students are volunteer. They like to put themselves in the working stage. And that, thank you very much.
And thanks very much for our speakers, for Dr. Osman, Dr. Lazarev, Samer, thank you so much. And for all the attendees. And what we hope really from this last session of inviting the leaders of neurosurgery in Iraq, we hope that our young neurosurgeons, students of the board, young graduates to join the SNI in future meetings and to benefit from their experience and their ideas, and also to benefit from the experience of the senior neurosurgeons in this group and beyond. So we'd like our leaders to encourage their students, their newly graduates to join, and they are welcome to be part of SNI Baghdad. And thank you so much. Dr. Jim, do you have any comment?
I think, Hadi, you and I I would like to thank Samer, who has put in a huge effort to organize these meetings. And he's a young force in Iraq, and I think he's done a terrific job of not only trying to stimulate older neurosurgeons, but the young students and their interest. And I personally want to congratulate him.
Yes. I would like to say, I'm sorry, I'll take a minute. Something for the students. The majority of the audience are the students. And the students were in SNI 15, were in SNI 14, and will be in SNI 18. So for you, yes, when you train as a surgeon, you want to do it. Can I do it? Can I do it? Can I touch it? Can I do it? Can I suture? Can I remove? We are actively looking to do something. But sometimes there is enormous wealth in the chance of looking. So you just look how they pay attention to the patient, to the disease, how the professor approach, write a note. Your best friend, if possible, if the patient and the professor allows, is the camera in your cell phone. Take a picture of that thing. Take a picture of that MRI. Erase the name of the patient. There are many things to be learned besides the actual incision, drilling, removing, microscope on, take it out, no? And you have, what I've seen today, enormous amount of clinical wealth in your hospital. They are concentrated. You have a hospital with 1,000 or 2,000 surgical procedures. So that is 2,000 opportunities to learn something, not from the disease, but from the patient who suffers that disease. Yes, we want to be surgeon. We want to do the surgery. We want to put the microscope. We want to command the room. But often, until we reach at that time, don't lose the opportunity of paying attention to the details. How that the professor holds the forceps, when they do, when they stop, how much tumor they leave behind, why they didn't take it out. All those things are part of the ETA teaching. And you have an enormous wealth. Medical students in Iraq, you are blessed by having enormous number of cases concentrated in few hospitals and with wonderful teachers, as you have seen today. I'm not talking anymore. Don't worry.
Thank you. Samer, please.
I would say just at the end, I'm really proud of this moment. I think that's part of my duty, that to, whenever possible, to bring our teacher, like Dr. Anwar, Dr. Ahmed, and Dr. Ali, and Dr. Haider, made today. Those are our teachers, those who bring neurosurgery to us. And whenever there is a possibility, and having them on the stage presenting their work, it's the maximum moment of proudness for us. And yeah, we are standing on the shoulder of giant. This is, I think, for me, it's a culture. I want to bring it more and more for people in Iraq, especially for the young generation. And we are nothing without our teacher, and we are shamefully behind them if we do not advance beyond them. So whenever we are doing a new procedure, we are doing advancement. The importance come back to the teachers, come back to our professor. So thank you for all of them, and for me, I'm really proud to have them here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hadi, there's a question or a comment from Dr. Oh, we just lost it. Okay.
Ahmed.
Dr. Ahmed, yeah.
Yes. Dr. Ahmed, please.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. I am Dr. Ahmed, second postgraduate from the Iraqi city, from the Ghazi al-Hariri. I am teaching under the Professor Ali Shachi and Professor Haider al-Hamiri. Thank you, our teacher and our colleagues, for this meeting. I just know about the Al-Ghazi Hariri Hospital. Teacher of the Professor Ali Shachi and Haider al-Hamiri, we have a lot of spine surgery, advanced spine surgery, and for fixation, our ACDF, our TLIF, PLIF, and a lot of cases daily. Daily, there is orbit and brain tumors and spine. About 5 to 7 to 10 daily surgery done in the Ghazi al-Hariri. We grant thanks for our teachers, Dr. Ali Shachi and Dr. Haider al-Hamiri, for teaching us and abroad of you, and push us in front of the future. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just one last point to mention, that in the future meetings, we are planning to have one topic to be a target, and then part of the session will be general topics.
Mm-hmm.
So one topic will be like oncology, neuro-oncology, or maybe pediatric surgery, or maybe acoustic neuroma, or whatever. So one topic, it will be a target in the future meetings as part, major part of the meeting, and then the other part of the meeting will be general presentations. So that will be possibly tempting to all our colleagues to listen to a topic which tickles their interest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed this presentation. Please fill out your evaluation of this video to receive CME credit. This series is supported by the James I. and Carolyn R. Ausman Educational Foundation, owner of SNI and SNI Digital, and the Waymaster Corporation, producers of the Leading Gen television series, Silent Majority Speaks, Role Models, and the Medical News Network. This recorded session is available free on snidigital.org. Send your questions or comments to Ausman at snidigital.org. Thank you.